The question today is, how can I be a success? This is part two. We talked yesterday about Joshua being a success, where God told him in chapter 1 of verse number 8 what to do if he's going to be a success. And of course, he's talking about being a spiritual success. You see, most people equate success with being a physical success, or in this world success. In men's eyes, I'm a success. Well, I want to tell you, if you're not a success in God's eye, then it's not going to amount to anything. But Joshua was a success in God's eye. And so when I'm describing this question, or trying to define this question, how can I be a success? I want to tell you how to be a success, spiritually speaking, in God's eyes. And doing that, we used Joshua as an example of that in being a success. And being a success. And so therefore, as we think about that, we've looked at how that he was first. We gave you a formula we talked about for being a success. We said we're going to have a fourfold formula for being a spiritual success. And the first one we dealt with yesterday, it means to be obedient to God's direction. And God had called Joshua to take Moses' place, and he told him, arise and go over this Jordan, observe to do all that I've told you. And he didn't argue with God. He was willing to obey. And Peter said, it's better to obey God than man. In other words, we've got to obey. If we want to be a success, we've got to obey. Saul, we used him for an example, and King Saul didn't obey. He didn't obey God's directions, and Samuel came to him and said, it's better to obey than sacrifice. And so as a result, we need, if we really want to obey, we need to come to the place that we're willing to be obedient to God's direction if we're going to be a success. The second formula for success is to meditate in his book. God told Joshua this in verse number 8 of chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. In other words, he said to meditate in his book. Meditate. No man before Joshua had ever received orders from God to regulate his conduct by the words of a book. I'm talking about this book, the Bible. And he's talking about really the first five books of the Bible, because of the fact that's what Moses had written. And they hadn't been written before Moses died. Sometime just before he died, he wrote them. But the Bible said about in Exodus chapter number 17, verse number 14, he said, made this statement, and the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You see, Joshua was at that time more or less a general, and working with Moses and learning from the feet of Moses, but he said, write this in a book and rehearse it in Joshua's ears. And of course, he wrote it down. And Joshua had that book available when Moses died. And God said to him, he said to meditate on this book. Meditate. And so, and now he tells him that because the book is available. Now listen, meditating is not only necessary in your life, but it's necessary before you will ever obey. He didn't say casual reading of the book. Meditate means to ponder, to think deeply. It means to think continuously. That means day and night. And the only way you can think day and night is to hide this book in your heart. The psalmist in Psalm 1, he basically said there, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Here's success. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you meditate in this book continuously, day and night, he said, you're gonna prosper. You're going to prosper. Basically, meditating is what Jeremiah meant in Jeremiah chapter number 15 when he said this in Jeremiah chapter number 15, verse number 16. He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word it was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord of God of hosts." You see, when he ate them, he basically meditated upon it. It's basically what he said. Eat means to digest the word. Now, it's not enough just to read it. The Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3, "Blessed is he that readeth." But he didn't stop there. "And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." So he said to read and to keep it means to guard it. And that's going to require some study. Bible said in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Folks, you can't meditate night and day until the word becomes part of you. You've got to eat it. You've got to digest it. And that means you're going to have to memorize it. You see, Psalm 119:11 said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." So you see, the formula for overcoming and being a success is being obedient to God's direction, to meditate in His book, to meditate in His book. But also, we've got to come to the place that we believe His promises. Now, God gave promises and mentioned them several times in verse 3, verse 5, and verse number 9. He basically said, "I'll be with you wherever you go. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you." Those are promises that he mentioned to Joshua. And he had to believe those promises that God would go with him. The Bible says about Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Paul knew something. He believed his promises, and he knew something, you see. Bible said about the promises of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, "For all the promises of God are in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God." I used to think that verse said that all of His promises are yea and nay. No, it says all of His promises are yea and amen. Amen means so be it. Yes, yes, yes. His promises are true. So be it. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. He said, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So you see, if we have come to the place to where we believe His promises, it'll cause you to obey. In other words, you'll observe to do all that the Lord commands you. So the full formula of success is, first of all, I'm talking about spiritual success now. Being obedient to God's direction, to meditate in His book. That's the Word of God. That's the Bible. And then to believe His promises. And the fourth thing is to overcome fear, talking about the fear of man. See, there's a difference in fear of God and the fear of man. The Bible says about fear of man to Jeremiah 1:10. He said, "See, I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root up out, to pull down and to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." And then he says in verse number 17 of Jeremiah 1, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them." Don't be afraid, in other words. And God told Joshua in verse number 9 of Joshua 1, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So if you're going to be a success, you're going to have to overcome the fear of man. Because if you've got a fear of man, you'll not obey His word. You'll not meditate on His word. You'll not believe His promises. But you need to meditate upon His word, believe His promises, and obey God's direction. You've got to do that because you've got some promises of God that about this thing of fearing. Fear not. He's talking about fear not that man. Now you've got to fear God. I understand that. You've got to do that. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. He said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, I, the Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me." You've got to overcome it. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Well, over and over in the Bible, God's used the word fear not. He used it 45 times in the Old Testament. He also used it 13 times in the New Testament. For instance, in the Old Testament, in just this one chapter, Isaiah, or in two chapters, I'll read some portions of. But he said in Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10, as he's talking here to Judah, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And then in verse number 13 and 14, he said, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Then in chapter number 43, verse number 1 and 2, he made this statement, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." And then verse 5, he said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I'll bring thy seed with from the east and gather thee from the west." So he said, don't fear. Don't fear. Paul said this in the book of Romans chapter 8. He made this statement in verse number 28 and following verses. He said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And he says, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Then he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Verse 35. "Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" In verse 37, "Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh, you see, we've got some promises there. And he said, "Fear not." John 10:27, he made this statement. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Listen, God plus your yielded life means victory and success from God's point of view. Your family may not think so, but 100 years from now, what does it matter what others think? What does it matter what your family thinks or this world thinks? You see, then it will only matter what God thinks. And that ought to help you today to have the fourfold formula for success in your life. Obedience to His directions. Meditate in His book. Believe His promise. Overcome fear by His power. And He said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.